I'm Brian. I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in UnitedHealthcare.
I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties.
I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I would not want to, for a 29-year-old back, and his style of back, by the way, again, they're trading for David Montgomery. They didn't trade for Jahmyr Gibbs, okay? They traded for David Montgomery, who's very good, but he's not the best back in their own backfield that they had there by any means.
No.
Houston's run game was a struggle. They signed Joe Mixon. He never played. They had Damian Pierce. They cut him. He's now in Kansas City. They had, Woody Marks in there that was effective for a couple weeks as well. Their offensive line, maybe you want to blame it on them. Their run block win rate was 32nd in the NFL. It was terrible. I would not have given up a fourth round pick and a seventh and let's call it the Chiefs' second or third offensive lineman in the depth spot I think it was a guard they traded for.
Based on talent and production, career yards per carry, this would be like a team giving this up for Isaiah Pacheco. Like, by the way, would be a logical fit in Detroit if he's no longer a member of the Chiefs as a direct replacement for David Montgomery. And he'll be available for a few million dollars and not a fourth round pick. That's why I can't understand this. If you wanted a date, I'm not kidding. All the stats, like the periphery stats, like we are tired of Pacheco here because they haven't had much of a run game. 716 yards on 158 carries, 775 yards on 185 carries. It's not way different than what Pacheco has done.
I guess for me,
Pacheco's at 1,000 yard or near that, not quite a 950 yard season.
Yeah, you know? This is not like, well, what would you have been willing to give up? I think for me with Montgomery right now, as it sits on March 2nd, there's other options that are still available that don't require draft picks that I don't think are huge shifts from what I believe Montgomery is going to be moving forward. Because a 28-year-old, 27-year-old David Montgomery, absolute 29-year-old, you start getting there, and I gave up draft pick compensation, I get concerned. Technically, Kenneth Walker is still available. I know I keep mentioning his name. You mentioned ETN, Algier, Rashad White.
And
David Montgomery is better than Rashad White. I'm not trying to make the case that Rashad White or Algier have had better careers. It is still the combination of what you think you're going to get and then the value of what I'm getting at the position. If the Chiefs signed, you know, David Montgomery, would you think that there's good to go?
No,
I would trade for David Montgomery. I'm sorry.
No, I would think they would have to also use a draft pick in order to pair him up. And look, I don't think he'd be bad.
Yeah, I think it's a great trade for the Lions.
But Aaron Jones is reportedly going to be a free agent. Najee Harris, ETN, Dowdle, maybe Hall on a transition tag, which means maybe you could still at least try to sign him. Kenneth Walker hasn't signed with Seattle. Dobbins, part of me is just, I don't understand the attitude of an NFL team to give up what I think is too good a value for David Montgomery when David Montgomery-esque players are available. Like, this isn't one of those cases where we're saying, who are you going to get? There are still 5 to 7 backs, at least within the quality range of David Montgomery. And I hate to just say this, this is the way the NFL works. You got like a 25% chance if you take a running back with that fourth round pick of getting a running back of the quality of David Montgomery. It's not even that big of a stretch. You probably got a 1-in-4 shot going.
The Lions will probably use that pick they got to draft.
I'm looking at
You got a shot of finding a player of that quality.
I was trying to see, like, do the Texans just have a ton of picks? Is that why? So the Texans have still their first round pick this year. They have 2 second round picks. They own the Commanders' second round pick, which ended up being better than they thought. That was the Tunsil trade. They also got a second round pick back for the Tunsil trade. So they have a first, 2 seconds, the Giants' third round pick, the Commanders' fourth round pick, so they have 2 fourth round picks already. So maybe that's why guys they're willing to do more. They are the fourth round pick they traded. I don't know if it was their fourth round pick or if
they've
it was
got extra.
The Commanders. So they have 2 fifth round picks. Like, they don't have a sixth. They had a seventh from the Niners. They picked up an additional, or they gave away their seventh round pick.
So for them, it's Woody Marks and Dan Montgomery, yeah. Essentially?
Yep.
I guess, but that, I mean, boy, what an uninspiring.
With a quarterback a that they're trying to make life easier for because he's struggling.
Look, let me
they
just
They need
point
offensive
out.
Line help.
Mm-hmm. We all think, and this is why I mentioned Isaiah Pacheco, we all think he's going to be a free agent.
Oh, well, yeah, he's not coming back. His time in Kansas City is done.
David Montgomery in his career averages 4.1 yards per carry and 58.2 yards per game. Isaiah Pacheco has 4.4 yards per carry and 50 yards per game. If you look at, like, any of the years, 170 carries, his first 2 years, 170, 205, 830, 935. It's like identical to what David Montgomery has been doing in, I mean, borderline identical to what David Montgomery has been doing.
I think the reason
in
that
Detroit.
People,
so the reason, why not just sign Pacheco?
The reason people view David Montgomery different though is because the touchdown numbers get enhanced because that's how they use him.
He had
and then
back to back double digit touchdown seasons.
To me, those are like pitcher wins.
But it's their scheme too. Like they run in Detroit. They ran a scheme that they were going to run the ball and it was going to be efficient and they were going to rely on those two backs. It felt obviously that's different.
Playmakers all over the field too.
Yeah, obviously I think that it's different in Kansas City, of course, with how they do that. I thought so, Gold. You weren't here. I pitched this to Cody because a lot of we've talked about the money. Like, how much is it going to take to pay a Kenneth Walker, somebody like that, or even a Breece Hall? Like, how much money is that compared to what you would pay Jeremiah Love? Because we talk about that playmaker running back. You're going to pay roughly a similar amount of money for both of them. So why not get the back that is better, I think, in terms of getting Jeremiah Love to have that playmaker to pair with whatever.
Because I got to spend pick 9.
But that was – so. And Cody, you came back with, would you rather have Jeremiah Love and then I forget who you said. Jeremiah Love and then somebody else, or Caleb Downs and then pair with a free agent running back, or whatever the case it was. I can't remember.
The example I gave was like at pick 9, essentially it's like, would you rather have, because for the price, would you rather have ETN and Reuben Bain or Bailey, or would you rather have Love and, like, I think in this case it was like the free agent defensive end quality. It was like,
I would take the rookie to again. It's a positional value thing.
Because the money is technically less
for Jeremiah Love. Right. You would pay a Breece Hall or somebody like that, but
not by much though.
But in turn, it doesn't end up. It becomes more of a wash financially. So you would take the talent that you need more at the edge spot.
We're on the same page. I mean, a free agent defensive lineman, one hard to find, but they're going to cost you more.
Right.
Than if I can find, hopefully you nail the draft pick, right? And you find the rookie at 9 that's a defensive lineman and has a high ceiling in what I'm paying there. I'm just getting more value for selecting a defensive player at 9
and
than paying, I am running back.
Paying
it's just the way the market is working. So I am, you guys know from going back to January, like I am pretty firmly on don't draft Jeremiah Love at 9, and it's not even about like him. It's
running back.
It is more about running back, and it happens to be a year where there's plenty of options in free agency. There really are. I understand like people are getting nervous because Breece Hall may not be truly available and David Montgomery just got traded, but we found out Aaron Jones is also another name. He's old though. He would have to be paired with one or two other guys is the problem.
Two times in the last 4 years, Aaron Jones has had more yards per carry and yardage than David Montgomery's ever had in his best year. So like even at his age, 2 times in the last 4 years, he's bested David Montgomery's career years. So like, again, it's not
12 games this year,
but for us, I need him to be a back paired with Rashard Smith and a guy taken in the third round. I don't need Aaron Jones to be good forever. I need Aaron Jones to be good for a year.
Aaron Jones hurt all the time. I would stay away from Aaron Jones.
Yeah, he's 12 games this year. That's the first thing that came to mind for me as well. Is he played 12? He had 17 the year before. Then it was 11 prior to that. He's definitely not your 2 year solution or 3 year solution.
I really think that if there's,
I was going to point out, he's been a far more successful back than what we just talked about.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah, for sure. I mean, Aaron Jones, over the course of his career, was great. But do you think Breece Hall is going back to the Jets? That's what it kind of with the
on a transition tag.
This is where, again, maybe it's the Jeremiah Love in terms of what he can be sort of thing in comparison to, you guys mentioned the elite quarterbacks. he is more of a James Cook than any of the other guys that you're going to take. He's more of a Jahmyr Gibbs than any of the other guys. He's more of a Chase Brown than any, because we know he's like the complete package. Yeah. You know, outside of Derrick Henry, we talked about the elite backs. They can do it all. I think that that's the only one that I would take in free agency now that I think could fill that role in a way is Travis Etienne. I don't think anybody else fills that where you're talking about, Cody. You don't need to sign a free agent and also draft one in the same breath.
I think this is
other than Jeremiah Love or Travis Etienne.
Part of the problem with talking about guys at the David Montgomery, Tyler Allgeier level is we just want a new name, not a different name. Because for the same argument, go to taking with someone in the third round and all the arguments I gave you, you can make the argument that the best path forward is just bringing back Pacheco and drafting a running back.
No.
That's, do you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't think
that's,
so.
That's not way different than bringing in Allgeier.
Yeah, I disagree.
Age and production standpoint, there's not like a massive drop-off between
the same thing with Hunt, too, correct? Because they're going to bring back.
Not Hunt. There's a drop-off.
To me, there's a difference. Pacheco was the lead back. Allgeier's never been the lead back. He doesn't have as much wear and tear on him. He's been healthy. Pacheco, to me, post-injury, was never the same running back. And as great as it, as fun it was his rookie year when he ended up getting the job from Clyde and the excitement around that, he just fizzled out, man. He just fizzled out, and then his flaws were exposed.
I bet they've got a very similar number of carries, I guess.
So Tyler Allgeier reportedly wanted three for 22.
It means he'd take three for 15, but yeah.
Are you comfortable giving him three for 15, given what you're saying?
Yeah, because it's only 2 years, really. It's really a two-year contract.
Boy, they're actually a really good comp. Allgeier's 25, Pacheco's 26, or at least were last season, so a year older for each.
Yeah.
Pacheco's averaged 4.4 yards per carry. Allgeier's averaged 4.3. Allgeier's carried the ball 676 times. Pacheco just 576 times because obviously the injury last year and for part of,
he only played seven games in 2024.
2024, he was quite hurt. Allgeier's been very healthy.
He's played in almost every game in his career.
He has. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like, from a production standpoint, there's not some like, this is like the Montgomery Allgeier. Yeah. Like, these are like the ranges are similar. And I guess for the money we're talking about, Pacheco would be cheaper. You know, you'd be banking on health, and I'd still have to draft a guy. And look, I'm not saying bring back Pacheco. I'd be more interested in Allgeier. I just don't think it's as far. I want one of the upper-end guys, so I'm not stuck in what feels like similar. I wouldn't give it up.
Well, Allgeier has never been the, hey, sign Allgeier and everything is fixed. That's never been my point. It's been Allgeier plus somebody else. Pacheco, I feel like we're glossing over, like, some of the stuff is a big deal. Pacheco, a year older, injury history. The flaws and just his running style. Like, I think we kind of know it's time to move on. It is time to, you've maxed out what you got from him. I don't think Allgeier has been maxed out by the Falcons. And again, Allgeier with somebody else. I don't think Tyler Allgeier is just going to be the lead back and everything's going to be solved for this team.
I do really think too, if you're going to bring in Allgeier, you have to go, under center more. The shotgun stuff with Allgeier he is not a shotgun guy. I think that also is part of the equation as well, because stylistically, how are they compared to what they've had before? Like Tyler Allgeier, even David Montgomery. David Montgomery is not a shotgun back. Like, that's Jahmyr Gibbs. I think part of also the conversation around running back is the running back good enough to help alleviate some pressure off of Patrick Mahomes? And I don't know if there's anybody in free agency that does that.
Because, I think there are some of that, but Walker and ETN specifically.
Sure, sure. I mean, if you want it, but I mean, would you rather pay Walker that money or draft the guy that you have control over for 4 years I think that's part of the conversation where I think the only, maybe Kenneth Walker, maybe ETN, but Jeremiah Love, you know, based on what he does, he's going to alleviate pressure off of Patrick Mahomes to have to do everything.
But like, I understand that, but like, I can't solve defensive line with money, not the amount of money I would spend on Walker. And this is where I don't think it's as crazy as someone's making it sound. Like on the 402, they said, tell me they're not comparing him. Isaiah does not have running back vision. Let me just ask you this. Like, from a comparison standpoint, they play on different teams in fairness. Bijan has no problems getting like 87 yards a carry under the Atlanta offensive line.
He's also like the second best running back in football.
Tyler Allgeier averages less yards per carry than Isaiah Pacheco. Maybe he's got a vision problem. You just don't see it because we don't watch him play as much. Like, when on the field, is as productive as Allgeier.
Now we're making it again. My whole thing with Allgeier is, He's not a top five back in football. I've never made the case
that Algiers. For Pacheco.
That's never been my point. I'm just saying Isaiah Pacheco, the injury and the wear and tear, I think has clearly degraded his performance. Yeah. And then, yeah, we know the vision is a problem. Do we know everything about Tyler Algiers? No, there's a reason why he's been a backup in this league, that they drafted him. They drafted him the year before they drafted Robinson. So they clearly were not
1,000 yards, and then they still went back.
Correct.
Bijan's great.
And there's a reason why Algiers is also only going to get 3 years for $12 or $15 million. Like I'm trying to make the understand the Algiers thing is not as if I just think he's going to come in and be the best running back the Chiefs have had in 20 years. That's not the point. I would say the same thing. Like if ETN comes in, I don't think ETN can just be the guy that gets 99% of the carries. That doesn't happen either. There is no Bijan Robinson to go and get. And now you might want to argue, well, there is, and his name's Jeremiah Love in the draft.
Someone is definitely going to argue that.
Someone says our logic is dumb on not drafting Love. That's fine. We can disagree. This is why draft talk is fun and free agency is fun. My stance on Love, we've just said over and over. I don't think the value fits what it's going to cost me at nine versus going and getting a running back or two. I think I can get similar production in an Andy Reid offense. If this was a different head coach, a different scheme without Patrick Mahomes, hell yeah, go draft Jeremiah Love. Absolutely. Run heavy team, all of that. If this was 20 years ago, all of that. The Chiefs, to me, are not going to get the full use out of Jeremiah Love anyway, just the style
to
they
be
play.
The pick at nine,
so it doesn't make any sense, not to mention the cost part. Anyway, we will certainly talk more Jeremiah Love for the next couple months as we get closer to the draft.
I'm Brian. I work at United Healthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in United Healthcare. I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties. I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.